Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toy of the week. This week's toy of the week we're going to talk about is the Rogue One Star Wars Hasbro action figures, Shore Trooper Captain and Biston. I believe it's pronounced Biston. I'm not actually sure if I heard anyone say it out loud. But we just received that, and we already sold out of our special run of Fen Rao. So if you ordered it, great, you got one. If you pre-ordered it and you pre-ordered like on the last possible second, maybe you missed out. But we also had a couple of cases of that assortment, and those are gone too. But before we continue on the Toy of the Week, I just want to let you know that the Grand Admiral Thrawn Wave with Bodhi Rook is also available as of my recording this. That could change at any minute. We also have the Last Jedi assortment with the new Rey, the new Luke, and the new Leia, among other figures. So you'll want to get that as well. DJ's in there. That's Benicio del Toro. That's exciting. Anyway, back to this set. Biston is a space monkey. He looks like a space monkey. It's a rebel jumpsuit with a big wide collar. It looks like there could be a helmet there, but there isn't. The neck is more ball-jointed than I've ever seen. He can look up and down, left and right. It really does swivel quite nicely. And my voice is going. That's what you want in the morning. He has a rebel blaster painted silver in its highlighted spots. And I need to stop talking because I need water, obviously, because this does not sound good. Let's try it now. Yes! Anyway, the weapon is pretty cool. It's big. It looks a lot like the Rebel Fleet Trooper gun. You've seen it before. You know what to expect. The scope and barrel and, I guess, the cap on the back are all painted silver. The figure itself has a jumpsuit with not a lot of texture, but a lot of wrinkles. I guess wrinkles are texture. You'll see a lot of little bits and pieces with stitching and patches and straps, many of which are painted, some of which aren't. You'll see some silver buckly things painted in, and his wrists have these things that look like they were designed to snap onto gloves so you can go out into space and not die, or be blown out of your suit, which would be pretty awful. The boots are painted brown, there's a little bit of gray there, and it's a cool figure, and it's also the only member of this alien species released as an action figure. This, I believe, is the only Biston action figure released worldwide. There's a Lego figure, and there's a Gentle Giant mini bust. But as action figures go, this is it. So if you want it, please come get one. We have some in stock right now. We also have the Shore Trooper Captain. That is one with more blue, but otherwise it looks like the rank and file figure. The forearm has a yellow cuff that you really can't see around his wrist, because next to the brown and the tan, it looks kind of, it blends in. Or I have really bad eyes. Take your pick. We also have more blue on the just above the or below the elbow. There's a blue stripe on the shoulder, above and below the white stripe, and there's some blue on the body and across the chest. Otherwise it looks kind of like the rank and file, but it's a stormtrooper. You want more than one, and when they're a different deco, that's a lot more exciting. I pulled out my other one from last year to compare it, and I noticed that it's basically the same mold. It's not identical. There's little tiny differences in terms of texture and stuff. The captain figure has a bit more texture on the figure, and the details are a little bit sharper. But the weapon on the rank and file single carded figure has more detail, like more details. There's little bits sculpted onto there that aren't on the captain's gun. And the captain's gun's a little bit more brown, and the regular guy's gun's a little bit more black. You won't notice this unless you squint or get really close, but it's really kind of fascinating because if you're a student of these kinds of things, and maybe you are, the two-packs are made in Vietnam. The single figures are made in China, so they're not using the same molds. So even if the figures look identical, they are made from a different tool set, and you'll notice little differences between them. So go ahead and like compare any figure two-pack from Rogue One or The Last Jedi to a single-carded figure from those movies, and you'll notice there are going to be some differences. It might be in how the cuts are on the outfit. It might be where the joints go. It might be coloring. But there will be differences. It still fits in well next to them. I mean, standing side by side, they look like they belong together. And they look almost identical unless you get in really close with a bright light and really scrutinize it. And yes, I'm the kind of person who does that. But I like this sort of stuff a lot, and that's the kind of thing that I do. So check them out. Captain figure has a little bit softer plastic on the skirt around his legs, so he'll be able to swing his legs forward with less of a fight. And I think that's a big plus, too. You can order that two-pack right now at Entertainment Earth, as long as right now is around when I'm recording this. I assume in the future it'll be sold out in $1 million, but right now you can get one and it's not that expensive. If you combine this with any other items that are in stock, remember, you get free shipping in the US when you hit $79. With the Rogue One Wave 3, this set, and the Wave 2 of The Last Jedi with Luke and Rey and Leia, I'd say you can probably easily hit the free shipping threshold today if you want some Star Wars figures. And why wouldn't you? You're a good person. You like Star Wars figures. I like Star Wars figures. It's part of what makes us us. I also like Alien Muscle figures, and I gotta open the rest of those. I opened up the Alien Queen with Carter Burke, and it's pretty cool to have my own little Paul Reiser wrestler figure. Everyone needs one. Everybody. Including you. Anyway, I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Just search on Bistan, B-I-S-T-A-N, so like Bis, like the band, and Tan, like what you get when you go outside in the sun too long. Easy. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Twitter, because you should.